on May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere. This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Oh, hello there, and happy holidays. If you're like me, your mailbox and inbox are beginning to fill with the obligatory year-end updates from family and friends, exotic vacations, fulfilling careers, the accomplishments of so many perfect children. Ah, tis the season. And so you've sent us some of your favorite holiday newsletters so that we might have some festive fun. Names and locations have been changed, of course, because if there's one thing I've learned in all my years, it's that there's always room to read between the lines. And chances are, it's a wonderful lie.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ashley Flowers.
I'm Holly Loren.
I'm Craig Hess.
And we are back with the epic part two holiday letter that Leanne sends out every year.
I'm terrified.
You should be.
I'm exhilarated.
This one is a real doozy. I feel like there are people out there that we should apologize to for this letter.
No, I feel like this letter best represents exactly
why we started the show.
Yes, Ashley's original idea of like, in fact, some of the letters we've done this season are kind of impressive. They're like, wow, this is a well-crafted, like, nice, timely,
you're like
seasonal.
Doing things that I want to hear about.
Right.
Maybe this letter is the reason that we should never do this show again. This is the letter to end all letters when we find out about her 10,000 pair of shoes and 7,000 pair of sunglasses.
Oh, I can't wait. I want all of it. I want the red pull quotes. I love it. This is the most epic of all Christmas newsletters.
She's everybody's aunt.
She's all of our aunt.
We actually start this part two with a red pull quote. So ready to jump in?
Yeah, go.
It's a wonderful lie.
I'm always tempted to say when somebody sighs, life is hard. Compared to what?
That one made the newsletter, huh?
Just start saying that in your real life and people will get really mad at you.
Yeah, imagine if you did that. If somebody was like crying, my dog is sick, life is so hard. Compared to what?
The big news for July is that I went to the dentist.
Oh my Lord.
I can hear some of you right now saying, who cares, Leanne? We all go to the dentist. What's the big deal? Oh,
compared to
so
what,
she
Leanne?
She does know compared that they've been saying what? this.
Well, for anyone wondering why I would include a teeth cleaning in my yearly letter, it is a big deal because I only go to the dentist every 7 years.
I'm out. I have to leave.
God.
I quit.
Every 7 years?
Wait, that's not.
You can't do that.
It's not even every leap year.
We just need to stop here. We just need to stop and have a PSA that ain't right.
And before you say, oh, that's not hygienic, I must tell you that the hygienist is always amazed. I have no plaque and no tartar. I just have really healthy teeth. Impressed?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I am.
She basically
impressed.
Is like, the cicadas are back. Well, I guess I have to go to the dentist in 7 years.
And you know what? She's got us there. If the hygienist says it's not unhygienic, well, a hygienist is an expert in hygiene. But how could you have no plaque or tartar in 7 years?
She goes to a veterinarian for dentistry. Pretty good for dog teeth.
I will say, though, like, teeth is all genetic. Like, it's all BS. Like, you either have good teeth or bad teeth. Doesn't matter what you do. And I'm someone with bad teeth. Like, I have 12 cavities every time I go, no matter what I do.
Oh, no. So how often do you go?
Every 12 years.
No, I do like the every 3 months. That's the only way I've been able to keep on top of it is because like my dad had bad teeth. Like, and then again, my husband who like I can barely convince to floss once a year has like never had a cavity.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It's all a scam. Teeth are a scam.
Teeth are a scam. New episode title.
It's so funny that this one, when she said I went to the dentist and that's newsworthy, I actually compared to everything else she's written, I'm like, yeah, that is newsworthy. 100%. So far, she has like beaten a frog with a broom. Poisoned it with some Raid.
Counted her sunglasses.
We counted sunglasses. But now I'm fascinated. Every 7 years, I'm fascinated. I'm in. I love her.
Thomas got a good health report in July. His PSA count is undetectable, and he has been off his hormone shots, and we thank God every day for these good reports from the doctor.
Oh, praise him. PSA reports, the public service announcements?
This is a PSA on the PSAs.
The prostate scan. I used to work in urology. This is like the one thing I know.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have lived many lives.
Oh, my God. This is where we find out about all of Ashley's jobs before she became a podcaster.
I would start a podcast on urology. Urologists have the best stories.
Wow.
Really?
When you're talking about your private parts, everyone waits till it's real bad to go to the doctor.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Yeah. Should this be like a basketball? No. Why didn't you come in earlier? Well, I only go to the urologist every 7 years.
Well, I'm glad Thomas's prostate is good. This is good news. Okay.
I, of course, have no health update to share with you because, as I've mentioned before, I don't go to doctors and that's not going to change.
Boy.
Don't go to doctors.
Don't go to the doc.
I mean, I'm surprised at this point. The dentist is every 50 years.
But that gives me crushing anxiety to just even think about.
In August, we made our traditional road trip up to Indiana to see our dear friends Todd and Sarah Watson and our daughter Brittany and her husband. Todd and Sarah took us to a country theater where we watched an adaptation of The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Ooh.
I can tell you that production might not have been good.
That's fantastic.
We went up to Goshen and got Amish pies and shopped. The Amish have amazing quilts and jams and canned goods.
Yes, yes.
They might not like buttons or zippers, but boy, do they know their way around baking and sewing machines.
They definitely like buttons.
I was just going to say, I didn't think they're opposed to buttons.
They're not walking around in shapeless garb that is completely open to the world.
Wait, sewing machines? The whole thing is no machines,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It would have to be sewing needle.
Well, it could have been beachy Amish. It could have been Hutterites.
Oh, really? There's variations.
I'm like from this area. There's like only one place that they went to, and like this theater, and I'm like loving this part of the letter.
Oh, I love this. I worked a summer job once with an Amish guy building a barn, and it was really fascinating because he, no kidding, would... Well, he was Old Order Mennonite, so he had grown up Amish, but did use some machines. But I would have to scan the logs with a metal detector to look for nails. But he would just go over and like look at it, and he would go, Gregory, the good master told me you've missed a nail in here. And he would say the good master has told him. He was like always saying how. And I was like, God told you there's a nail right here? And sure enough.
He was always right.
There was always a nail.
He has
there.
A direct line.
Probably more because I was half checked out of my summer job and not doing a very good job.
I
like that he...
you like yeah. go toe-to-toe with me in these like random jobs. Yours are like so much more obscure though. Like a couple yeah. episodes ago, you're like in a hot tub on a cruise ship. Now <Yeah.
laughs> one summer, I worked with an Amish urologist.
And the Amish really wait till it's
they
too
really
late.
Wait.
I love that he's like, the good master told me, also known as he's just using his eyeballs. He's
yeah.
like, there's a nail right,
right there.
Greg.
Also, but if you say the good master told you, I mean, you
Can't
gotta
argue.
Listen.
Can't argue, for sure.
I'm still kicking myself for not getting a gorgeous black and red king-size quilt, but it was a little pricey. Horse and carriage gas prices must be going up.
Oh,
wait,
boom.
Is she taking a little jab at the, like, or does she think...
She's bringing inflation into the mix.
I think she just thinks she's funny.
Okay, yeah. She's just trying to be funny. Yeah, quilts are super expensive, but the Amish make them so good.
I've got a pull quote.
Okay, oh, well.
I can't be held responsible for what my face does when you talk.
Compared to what?
Though you quite literally can, Leah.
That one's great.
Our daughter Brittany is still working at the zoo, and her husband is a vet tech. What a good pair. We met Britney's husband's daughter, Kate Godfrey, and she was sweet as cobbler a la mode.
Ooh, sounds really good. Hold on.
Britney's husband's
daughter.
We've heard
of Britney's husband a few times, and he doesn't have a name yet?
No, he doesn't get a name.
Yeah, his daughter.
His daughter has a first
name
and last.
Everybody else gets a name, but Britney's husband, he's got no name.
The people who took him to the Hunchback have names. Who's Britney's husband? Yeah.
The nameless guy that's hanging around with Britney.
Is he on the lam?
I guess he's my son-in-law.
Britney's husband is in witness protection, maybe, because she's referred to him a number of times.
Every 7 years, she'll finally say his name.
Maybe she hates him.
Maybe she hates his name.
She's dating a real rodeo type named Ross Cooper, a real-life auctioneer. What a hoot.
The auctioneer has a name. Everybody has a name.
He wears boots and a cowboy hat, but did take it off during dinner prayer, and that got extra points with this old gal. We're rooting for wedding bells, Kate and Ross.
Wow.
But not Britney and that guy who shall remain nameless. Is Britney married to Voldemort?
Time with family is what makes life sweet, and being with Britney and her husband and enjoying the ribeyes he made on the grill was the highlight of late summer in the Midwest.
Great steaks, fellow. What's your name again? Not going to say it.
We even know what the steaks are. Those weren't New York strip. Those were ribeyes.
Even the steaks have a name.
Still don't know Britney's husband.
I treat that Midwestern corn on the cob as a vehicle to get hot butter into my mouth.
Yeah, Leanne.
I like her style.
Yeah. I'll even go crazy and put a little like Parmesan or that one, like what's that Mexican cheese that you can make like street corn on the cob with?
Mm.
Ooh, getting very nasty. Do some butter, mayo, cheese.
Holly, let's get back to
that. I'm sorry. I'm back.
When we got home in September, my friend Shelley Sporinsky convinced me to do my little black dress demonstration again. I know I said I wouldn't do it again. Saw me in half. We put together a tea party and had 7 gals attend. I put on my little black dress and brought out all my accessories and then demonstrated 8 different ways to wear it.
Oh.
It was a lot of work.
My God. This is actually my version of hell, I think.
Feel the same way.
So now Leanne's going to come out and show us 8 different accessories for a little black dress, cut to hours later. And now her next friend is going to come up and show her accessories for a little black dress.
I wish so bad there were pictures. How dare she include all these other details and then tell us she accessorized a little black dress in 8 different ways and it was a lot of work and did not include them.
And clearly people didn't want it to happen again. She said there was pushback.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, no.
Ashley Lockercy was there, and she asked me to come do my little black dress demonstration for her women's group.
Oh, she's franchising.
Well, here we go. I'm in demand. Oh. But I think I really showed those ladies how to think outside the box when it comes to dressing elegantly and accessibly.
Excessively.
I hate all of this.
This really is a remnant, I feel like, that is kind of going away. Like, there used to be more things like this. This was probably our mom's age, but like they would have these parties where you would learn like what colors you were supposed to be wearing.
I think that's why I hate it. Yeah. Like it literally reminds me so much of like stuff my mom would go to, but like when we were like deep in that like church life and it was like, I don't know, there's something about it. It's like, oh, all women can do is dress. And I will show you how to wear this dress 8 different ways.
Yeah.
I don't think you're living accessibly, Ashley.
This is where life goes when people aren't drinkers. Like when you're looking for good, wholesome fun, you end up with a little black dress party. I guarantee you, if Leanne was a drinker, none of this would be happening.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere. This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Pull quote.
Oh, God.
Application blanks always ask who is to be called in case of an emergency. I always write an ambulance.
You know what? That's a good one. That's a good one.
That's a decent one. Yeah.
My ice contact in my phone is 911.
I love these. I love that she's just 100% pulling these off of Facebook and being like, this is a good joke. But this reminds me of my mom, actually. We were playing a game called Loaded Questions where everyone has to answer the question and then you guess whose answer is whose.
Mm-hmm. I play that.
And it's so fun. We've kind of like adapted it in a million ways and like made it kind of dirty and made it a drinking
game. It always
game.
Ends up filthy. Yeah. What is wrong
with
you?
Because
you just want to hear your parents say dirty things that they are unaware of.
Yeah, get them to say bad words. But then it would start to be like, I would try to write in someone else's voice. I would be like, well, as a boy who grew up in Virginia working for an Amish man and working on a cruise ship, But one of the questions was, how would you dispose of a dead body? And everyone answered, like, cut it up and feed it to pigs, or like, put it in a garbage bag in an underwater cave or whatever. And my mom was like, you call an ambulance. And we were all like,
wow, you're the best person here.
Yeah. The thing didn't say like we murdered it and we're trying to. It just was like, what do you do with a dead body? We're like, how did I all of a sudden go to pigs?
In October, Thomas and I took a farm tour. I know, I had never heard of one either, but it was a very unique experience. Our dear friends Ben and Michelle Grossman joined us, and we hit a blueberry farm, an orange grove, and a tilapia farm.
Ooh.
Wow.
I don't know about the fish farm part.
I was just going to say, I believed everything up until this point because of the like the amount of detail. I don't think blueberries and oranges like grow in the same environment.
Or at the same time.
In greenhouses.
With fish.
Talk about getting rid of a dead body. Take it to a tilapia farm.
No kidding.
Just grind them up and feed them to the fish.
Suffice it to say, I won't be ordering that catch of the day ever again.
Exactly.
Okay, so a tilapia farm's disgusto?
And besides fish being funky, I also learned not to wear sandals when you're going to be traipsing through mud all day. We all stopped at Fat Max Barbecue for lunch, and Michelle and I had to go to the ladies' room and wash our feet up in the public sinks. And unfortunately, there were those faucets that are automatic and you can never get them to stay on long enough. And those dumb foamy soap dispensers are super stingy with soap.
This,
ew.
Just the image of these women trying to wash fish off their feet in the robot sink.
I mean, I would be disappointed with this letter if we did not end up in a public bathroom.
foot washing in a public bathroom. It just seems like a Mr. Bean movie at this point.
Oh, I can't wait for next year's letter from her. She is priceless.
It was a comedy of errors watching the two of us try to keep our old sticks up in the sink.
Yeah, girl, put those tree limbs up there.
Let's face it, we aren't spring chickens. Speaking of which, I ordered chicken at Fat Max. What a mistake.
More legs than a bucket of chicken.
Always get the barbecue at a barbecue joint.
Oh, I right, see. Yes. Okay, yeah, yeah.
But the mac and cheese helped heal my broken heart. Nom, 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 nom.
Nom, 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 nom. Mac and cheese, what doesn't mac and cheese cure? I'll tell you what. Also, do you know about a tilapia farm? Like, is that why you're supposed to only have, like, wild-caught stuff? Because, like, the farms are disgusting?
I think, in general, you could probably assume that tilapia, which is kind of a trash fish, farmed in a trash farm is probably trashy.
Wow. That's why, because isn't it a thing too where you're never supposed to get like the fish in a restaurant on a Monday because it was the special from the weekend or something?
Right.
I feel like I read that in an Anthony Bourdain thing. Like,
I was like, I don't know any of these.
Or the
things.
Mussels. Yeah. You're not supposed to get mussels on a Tuesday because Monday most restaurants are closed.
And
mussels
from the
sit in their own juices.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You always
oh
want to order
I'm learning so much.
Fresh mussels. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair though, again, I'm in Indiana. Nothing is going to be fresh.
Oh, you mean Indiana, seafood capital of the world?
Nothing is going to be fresh here. Pull quote.
Oh, God.
When something goes wrong in your life, just yell, plot twist, and move on.
I love
this. I
do
like this one.
I love this one. I love this one. Somebody calls like, Holly, it's bad news. It's another UTI. Plot twist!
Plot twist!
Hey, honey, plot twist!
Really quick, I have to say it out loud that I do believe everyone has lost their darn minds when it comes to food.
Okay.
Okay.
We used to have steak and eggs for breakfast, ooh, club sandwiches for lunch, and spaghetti and meatballs for dinner. Now there's gluten-free, dairy-free, sugar-free, and egg allergies, vegan, vegetarian, pescatarian, fat-free, organic, non-GMO, keto, paleo, and milk from everything you could think of except for a cow.
Oh, she's pissed.
She hates nut milk.
She don't like that. Oat milk, almond milk.
Everyone has gone completely nuts. My motto? Life is short. Eat whatever the heck you want. As you can tell by my waistline, or lack thereof. Ha.
I do love this sentiment of, like, you can eat whatever you want. Just you can't make other people eat what they don't want.
Yeah.
Also, there's always been egg allergies. She threw egg allergy in as, like, that's some newfangled thing. Don't eat whatever you want if you have an egg allergy. You'll definitely die.
Plot twist.
Plot twist. Dad's dead.
I waited in line for almost 50 minutes for an Auntie Anne's pretzel with my good friend Janine Lemon. Other dishes I'd travel long distances for or wait in long lines for: giant fried tenderloin in Williamsburg, Pizza King Royal Feast pizza, cabbage rose chicken velvet soup, Greek's pizza, and Jean's slaw dogs.
So even the woman she stood in line with to get a pretzel got a name, but her son-in-law still doesn't get a name.
Oh, yeah. 15 minutes.
We just turned the corner from her beef about, like, food allergies and, like, specificity and diet to she waited in line for almost an hour for a mall pretzel.
It's a good mall pretzel, to be fair.
I mean, it smells amazing.
Wait, what was that velvet soup? It was cabbage rose chicken velvet soup.
Cabbage rose chicken velvet?
I mean, that's a band. That's not a soup.
Here's a commercial you don't have to pay for. Mayo Chup. It's mayo and ketchup.
Wait, we just had an advertisement put in. Where is this money going?
We didn't get paid for that. Sorry, we're not putting. Yeah. Cut that.
Yeah,
I just mix a lot of ranch and mustard. That's my go-to.
Ooh, ranch and mustard.
Midwest roots. Ooh, coming through. Can you put ranch on it?
Ooh, do you like to put vinegar with your ketchup? Like, make a ketchup vinegar for, like, fish and chips? Ooh, yeah, that's really good.
I mean, I like just vinegar.
Just the vinegar? No, you gotta mix the vinegar with the ketchup.
You got happening?
I recently had sugar-free ketchup and was like, holy ketchup is mostly sugar.
Plot twist.
Plot twist. Plot twist. Turns out I just dip my fries in sugar.
In November, I cooked Thanksgiving dinner for 12. And we all shared our blessings. The next day, I put up the tree. The sooner it goes up, the longer you can enjoy. But stop doing it the day after Halloween, you Philistines.
I agree.
I'm kind of for that. I am someone who wants decoration calendars limited.
I'm just glad we're to the point in the letter where she's calling people names.
I'm glad we're, like, in Q4.
That's right.
Yeah. We're to the holidays. There is a light at the end of this detail tunnel.
Pull quote.
Oh, God.
God.
Your fingers have fingertips, but your toes don't have toe tips. Yet, you can tiptoe, but not tip finger.
Okay, I officially have to go. I can't go on.
Honestly, this one's been my favorite.
Constrained of my will to live.
This is a tattoo for me. I'm getting that one. That's a conversation starter.
Toe tips.
Tip finger.
What? It got too close to, like, fingering at the end there for me.
It got really close to fingering.
Yeah.
I do.
That was like, wait, what?
I was like, oh my God, Leanne's going to talk about fingering here in Q4? Plot twist.
Well, we better get back to the public bathroom.
In December, Thomas and I did another singing of the trees. We packed cupcake baskets for needy children and delivered 10 handmade wreaths to shut-ins. What wonderful projects! Our church was decorated so beautifully this year. We did our Christmas program 4 times and reached more than 1,600 people. Whoa. And I participated in the drama.
Ooh.
We are so blessed but exhausted.
I participated in the drama could have 2 different meanings. She was either in the show or she was just adding to the controversy of this Christmas program.
2021 faves. When Pastor Todd preached about zombies and Ephesians.
Oh yeah.
Them. What?
Them bones.
I'm sure it's one of those things where a preacher is like, so what is everyone into? Fear the Walking Dead? I can use that as a grand metaphor
for my
sermon this weekend.
You know what the original Walking Dead was?
Right. Without Jesus, we're all walking dead.
My Andrea Bocelli CD and my girlfriend lunches, 2021 pet peeves, Walmart self-checkout, and the cost of insurance, which I'm surprised she pays.
Yeah.
She doesn't go to the doctor.
Doesn't go to the doctor. Yeah, we don't know what kind of insurance she's talking about. I'm assuming health, but maybe she's talking about homeowner, like fire insurance.
Oh, and if true. This is her 39th letter, isn't she on Medicare?
Maybe she started this thing when she was 10. Knowing Leanne, she's been documenting her life in great detail ever since she could pick up a pen. I'm agreeing with her on the self-checkout. You know what? This letter's ending strong with fingering and self-checkout.
And the cost of insurance. She's not wrong.
And fun fact, I can type all 50 states in 1 minute, 20 seconds. Try doing that.
Oh, Mike, just ending on a brag. Mic drop. I can still type fast.
There's a chance I know more about Leanne than I know about myself.
Anyone, including me.
Well, it's the holidays now, the most wonderful time of the year. Remember to give charitably, act kindly, care for others, and be at peace with the world, because the spirit of Christmas is the spirit of love. He became one of us so that he can make us what he is. Merry Christmas.
Wait, come again? Love. You're going to have to hit me with that. He became... Wait, say that one more time.
He became one of us.
Okay, Jesus became a human.
So that he can make us what he is.
Now say it three times fast.
Through treetops. Through
is
treetops.
He what us make can he? That's so us one of us.
Oh, that is a sign off.
Merry Christmas. Love, Leanne and Thomas.
I love that she ended with a brag about typing and then jumped right into the Christmas story.
Bragged about, I can type all 50 states in a minute, and also Jesus became one of us so that he can come into us, so that he can become us, so that we can become him. We can become gods?
Plot twist.
Plot twist. Don't have to worry about that UTI. I've become the Son of God. Zing!
Compared to what?
Well, there you have it. Now that you have more motivational quotes than a Baptist in a Walden books, I hope you will find the inspiration to write down everything you eat, see, and do for the rest of the year. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm off to meet Brittany's husband for tilapia. Yes, I know his name, but I'll never tell. It's a Wonderful Lie is an Audio Chuck production, produced and co-hosted by Holly Laurent and Greg Hess. So what do you think, Chuck? Do you approve?
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.